about it, sir. Is there any way you can do it, say, to the Navy to get those ships back, those boats back?
I have said that.
All right, you reckon they've got them?
I don't know. I'll find out.
All right, find out. Now, what are you going to do about the Camp David?
I've told the general not to to notify everybody that to be not used for staff anymore.
And what did he do? Say he hadn't notified Bundy?
Well, I don't know for sure. I'm sure that's right. And I told all of our people myself.
Well, to after the Bundy thing, just arrange for him to close it up and send the people on back somewhere and just maintain it somewhere. Just get them out. Clean that whole outfit out. Just have a maintenance man go and take care of it. Tell them I want the whole thing cut out. And never used unless I personally say so, and I don't plan to use it and don't want anybody else used. I think it's a waste, and there's no reason we ought to have a luxury hotel for a few special people. See that he tells people so they won't. No, just say it. We have agreed to close it down. Don't say why, don't say the president, anything else. Just say it's closed for repairs. Not going to be available this summer. I'm not going to have it as a campaign issue.
All right. I've got a copy of Rose correspondence with Jock Whitney.
What happened there?
Well, Rose just tells him the stories. Never had represented the Haitian government, and that he didn't anymore represent even a sugar company that he used to. And Whitney writes back here, Jim, and a lot of the publishers never unhappier than in a case like this. I personally regret giving you this kind of difficulty, and I've asked that a full report be made to me. Even if we can't undo things this time, we can make sure there isn't a repeat performance, because I don't like it one bit either. Anyway, I'm glad you're still friends with Betsy. All the best. Jock.
Well, now, what, did he publish it?
In his note to me, Rose says it's a very small item on page 8, minor reference. And while he didn't think about anything, he didn't agree with George Reedy to talk to him that it was quite wrong, so he had written a letter to Jock Whitney, a rather cross letter about the inaccuracy of the story.
He sent you the letter he wrote, Whitney?
Yes, sir.
Let me read it.
Dear Jock, the lot of the publisher is an unhappy one. I regret adding to your unhappy lot, but I think the Herald Tribune has treated me outrageously when I returned the paper a week's trip to my home state, Montana. I found on my desk the enclosed story from the Herald Tribune of June 18, 1964 about Haiti. The casual reader would certainly receive the impression that I and my associate Richard O'Hare are, quote, spies for Duvalier. Even the careful reader would conclude that Mr. O'Hare and I are agents for the Haitian government. This is a flat misstatement of the fact. It seems to me any competent reporter could have ascertained the truth by looking at the Department of Justice file. The fact is, we no longer are attorneys for the Haitian American Sugar Company. I cannot fault your reporter on this particular point, however, because we only recently informed our clients that we did not intend to continue, and we have not yet made our final filing with the Department of Justice. One of the considerations for not continuing was my feeling that publicity such as that from your reporter was hardly worth the $50 to $75 a month take-home pay I received after office expenses and income taxes. The fact also is we refused to represent the Haitian government and Duvalier on sugar matters some years ago. The Haitian American Sugar Company is just what it sounds like, a company engaged in raising sugar. It was formerly a Delaware corporation, but a few years ago became a Haitian corporation for either tax or internal policy reasons of which I'm not aware. The officials of the company are American businessmen with offices and residences in New York City, some of whom you may know. I do not know their politics, but I assume from my casual conversations with them that they belong to the same political party you do. It's my understanding that most of the stockholders are Americans. A quick reference by your reporter to Moody's or some other obvious reference work could have ascertained these facts. As you may imagine, the company has confidentially had considerable difficulty over the past few years with Duvalier. In fact, I was instrumental in securing legislation in the last Sugar Act, which would protect the company from discrimination on sugar allotments by Duvalier in favor of the government-owned mill. My records show that Mr. Bonafide telephoned my office at 4:55 p.m. on June 17th. As I've said, I was in Montana. Mr. O'Hare had left for the day. No effort was made to reach him at home. There's nothing in the story about him he got from Congressman Gallagher, which could not have kept for a day or so if he really wanted to confirm its accuracy. I can conclude, therefore, that the 4:55 p.m. call was for the record only, since he must have written his story immediately afterwards. This is either outrageous or sloppy reporting. It has been suggested to me that being accused of working for the Haitian government is today actionable. I think this is nonsense. In any event, I would not sue Jock Whitney. I do not want a public retraction because that merely compounds the injury, but I do want to tell you that I don't like it one bit, as ever Jim wrote. Despite all this, please give my best to Betsy. I have a note that you wanted to talk to me about, a letter to Governor Guy on the Garrison Diversion Unit in North Dakota.
Yeah, it was in there, and I want the letter rewritten. It's some letter rewritten. It's some letter rewritten. It's some letter rewritten. It's some fool letter. It says that you can tell the committee that I'm for something. No president ought to be having a governor tell a committee something like that. Hobart wrote the letter.
Yeah.
And it's just an amateur letter. We got to get him out. We can't let him write letters. And you ought to let a letter like that get to my desk. Because I signed them in a hurry.
Right. That's you're entirely justified. I've got a memo from Liz about doing an advanced trip there. Gonna do for a trip Miss Johnson's gonna do in the Goldwater leading western states. The invention at the invitation of Udall to dedicate a dam, visit impoverished Indians, along with Moss, McGee, and Mansfield, very shortly after the Republican convention closes. And since it's a public function trip, she's asking if they could use a Jetstar for the function. Since it's a public function trip, she's asking if they could use a Jetstar for the
event. No, tell her absolutely not. Under no circumstances.
General Finney came by and said, of course, there's nothing new about much of this. He says that a man in Dallas, close to the Republican campaign committee, told him that there were three items that they were putting out on a quiet basis. One, that George Bard had a transaction to Bob $32,000, didn't know what for. Second, that they've made a deal with Coke Stevens to make a nationwide campaign. They're going to ship him around the country explaining how he lost the election box 13. And third, that some people very closely related to us had purchased large tracts of real estate near the Space Center in Houston before the location was announced and then sold it at a huge profit.
Well, none of them true. Coke might do it, but
the second one could be, but I doubt he's well enough. I believe that's all, sir.
Who's he say? Where's he say he gets it?
I asked him, he said it's from a man whose name we wouldn't know, and he's promised not to use, but he's a high fella in the Republican circles in Dallas.
Well, so what? Does the fella believe it, or?
He thinks he does. At least he told him that that's what they'd been told out there to spread.
Well, did he tell him that he didn't he knew anything about it?
He told him he didn't know anything about any of it, but he felt sure none of it was true unless the part about Stevens.
Well, you can tell it's not a big
idea. I did.
Okay, any other news?
I believe that's all, sir. Hello?
Operator.
Did he hang up?
Yes, sir.
I guess he's through. Okay, thank you.